وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We are looking at some human traits that sometimes having them could be a good thing, sometimes not having them could be a bad thing, or even having them could be a bad thing. So to say there are good traits and there are bad traits. And if we have the good traits, then obviously we're going to be good people. In return, we're going to treat one another in a nice manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you and me. And if we get the bad vices, then obviously we're going to end up harming each other. So sometimes it becomes almost compulsory for us to understand what kind of traits I need to have and what kind of vices I need to get rid of. And that only happens if one decides to do a self-purification, a self-cleansing, which is something that's required from all of us. Because if we have bad vices, then surely not only are we going to oppress ourselves and be, the word is ظالمون لنفسه, self-oppressor, we're going to oppress other people, and we're also going to oppress the rights and laws and regulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this short intro, let's look at one of the vices that sometimes we have. And sometimes we have subconsciously, like, not something that you would think about. It's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to be like this. Sometimes, no, it just happens by itself. If we don't have self-observation or self-observing, or we don't have, you know, as we call the term, taqwa, which is to monitor oneself. And that is denying the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we call this in Arabic, الجحود لنعم الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a merciful God, is a loving God. He's a loving creator. He wants the best for His servants. In fact, Amir al-Mu'minin says He only created you so you could benefit out of Him, rather than Him having His wrath on you. So this is the Lord that we have. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, regardless whether we are obedient to Him or not, He still sustains and maintains every human being on earth. I mean, obviously, the believers, they would get the upper hand in the blessings of Allah. That's why He's Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Rahman, merciful to everybody, the extreme or extra merciful or compassionate to us as believers. So no matter how you look at it, you can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly being kind to His servants, the believing and the disbelieving ones. But obviously, I have nothing to do with the disbelievers. I am talking to you as believers. So, الجحود لنعم الله. الجحود is rejecting, not accepting, not giving attention, not paying attention to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the opposite to juhud is iqrar, is to accept, to submit, to notice, to take notice of the blessings. So me and you, we are either in the state of juhud, denying, or we're either in the state of accepting and taking account of these blessings. And depends on which one we take, our personality will be shaped based on that. And how we deal with people will be based on that as well. Let us take a short break and then we will come back and continue.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We were talking about the juhud and iqrar to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether we deny them or whether we submit and take notice of them. Denying them, it is a bad trait that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about. So Allah says, I'm giving you so many blessings. Every day you're awake, or every day you wake up, you have life, you have health, you have a family, you have whatever. Maybe you have less off, but nevertheless, at least you have the essentials. That requires a thanking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the effects of the blessings that Allah will increase. The denial of Allah's blessings will be to decrease. So Allah says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ. Allah declared that if you are thankful, I will increase. And if you deny, then obviously I will take back from you. So the choice is ours. Now, when we deny the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and like I said, sometimes we do that without realizing. So when I live my daily life, being heedless to all the blessings that Allah has given me, and I'm constantly looking for more. So sometimes you see a person who, for example, is looking for marriage. And there's a person that he knows, good, believing person, be it a male or female. You know, they have everything right for them. They've akhlaq, they're wise, they're good. And they treat that person also wisely and nicely and kindly. But then that person is like, nah, I want something more. He's good, but no, I want something more. And their eyes go way far. And then Allah says, sure, there's a blessing. I've sent someone your way, but you want something else. I'm not going to give it to you. Or sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us sustenance. We, alhamdulillah, I'm alive. I still managed to eat my meal for today. But yet, I'm not happy. I'm not content. I'm constantly complaining. When we complain about the lack of things that we have, we're actually complaining about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's us rejecting the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the juhud in what Allah is giving us. And when we see this shortage that we have, what we seem to do is we will try to seek it elsewhere, sometimes even in halal, haram means, not in halal means anymore. Sometimes we might oppress and suppress and usurp the rights of other people. Why? Because I'm constantly not content and happy with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes we put ourselves in the state of denial, of juhud, without realizing it. A smart, wise, intellectual Muslim would always remember that every breath he takes is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time he blinks is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time he hears a sound is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it can go on and on and on and on about the blessings of Allah, and we will not be able to count them. Yet he sees complaining. Yet he sees us denying. Yes, we are jahad li na'amillah, which is a problem. And with this juhud, then the eyes of the son of Adam will not be fulfilled unless he goes out of his way and take the rights of other people. So that's a bad trait that me and you need to to stay away from. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa ali nabiyil azim.